This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Mucho caffeine, mucho caffeine, mucho caffeine, be good in a
keep it rocking.
It's after work. You need a taste. Go down to the store and get yourself a case. Settle in your chair. Kick off your shoes. Call up your buddies and spread the news.
Crazy, and I have hundreds of them. Let's
it's
keep going.
It's a really good deal. We'll be right back. a blue light special. Baby, just for you. Come on and open up your arms, girl. We like waffle. Do you like pancake? Yeah, we like pancake. Do you like French toast? Yeah, we like French toast.
That ain't fresh, that ain't fresh. Smells like a hot summer day in Bangladesh. You may think you're doing fine, but my friend, you've crossed the line. That ain't fresh, that ain't fresh.
You want more? Do you want more? I have more.
Well, you walk into a room and people run and hide. You've got coffee breath. Sniffing on a flower, Wilson dies. You've got coffee breath. Out in the street, people that you meet, buddy, they're scared to death.
Got a 2-year contract and I'm stuck on Verizon.
I got no iPhone. 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 I got no iPhone.
It's 2009.
Now I'll never be the Now, here is your host of the Crazy J Show, Crazy J!
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now.
It is 120 degrees outside in Las Vegas and 145 degrees here on the 44th floor.
Smoking hot.
Of the Rockin' Comedy Show Studios. The air conditioner at the last minute has decided to go out on the hottest day of the year. My balls are sticking to my thigh.
I'm peeling them off right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's peeling my balls off my thigh. I'm like, get your hand out of my pant. Oh, wait, that feels kind of good. You can keep doing that. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's that hot. It's ball sticking hot, ladies and gentlemen.
Dripping wet.
Like if I were to stand up out of this chair, you would hear this. Because I'm stuck. It's that hot. The air conditioner is out, people. And the smell from the Korean taco plant is atrocious.
It's appalling.
Like, yeah, I think they're cooking dog today. I'm not quite sure.
French poodle?
Well, you're Asian. You should know the smell.
Actually, yes, I believe it is French poodle.
French poodle. They're having French food down there today on the Korean taco plant. And if that offended anybody out there, send all email to shinglesmcfanny@gmail.com.
We're checking those right now.
Yeah. So it is the Rotten Comedy Show. My co-host this week is Phil.
Hello.
Hello. He's our maintenance guy.
Yes.
He scrubs the toilets. I was like, I need a co-host, and I have nobody. So he agreed.
I brought the plunger as well.
Well, you can put the toilet brush down. There's no scrubbing necessary. But welcome to the 44th floor.
Thank you for having me.
And the Rock and Comedy Show studios. We're going to have fun today.
I'm excited.
We're going to answer the question, do single people get dirty backs?
Ooh.
We'll also answer the question, why do farts smell worse in the shower?
They do. I can contest to that.
But why is that?
I think it's the humidity.
Humidity?
It sucks up the fumes and kind of it makes them stick around longer.
Treat it like when you go to Crave. Talk into it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
I'm used to the insane rabbi who yells into the mic, and I have to turn it down very low.
Oh, yes. So. I have heard of this gentleman.
Yeah. So, welcome again. And we're going to have fun. We got some comments to get to today.
Exciting.
People have been listening to the show. We've got celebrity prank calls.
Yes.
We've got some music. And some interesting comments.
Looking very forward to hearing it.
Well, I'm glad, because we're going to do those right now.
Please share.
let's see. We will get started with... We had a comment last week with Karen and Tim, who writes, yes, we heard the show with Chris, and... We want to know how brave you are, or crazy, about doing your show in your boxers. You and whatever co-host is doing the show. Because they weren't specific. They wanted us to do our show without pants, and we were like, in our boxers? Don't read these.
Ooh,
don't
be sorry, jumping I'm ahead. I'm sorry, I'm eavesdropping.
Yeah, you're being like Rabbi. So we weren't clear. We told them, you know, if you want us to, you know... What do you want? You want us in our boxers? You want us in no pants at all? They want us in our boxers, and they want pictures taken.
The Skippies?
Yeah, so we will, maybe after the break, because it's hot enough today.
It is very warm.
It's hot enough today that, you know, like I said, it's ball sticking hot, ladies and gentlemen.
Ball sticking.
That we could actually, that probably be a pleasure.
So you may be getting a visual this evening?
You could. Our next comment is, hey, the website looks great, the new video section and the live feed section. Yes, I did spend some time working on that the other day. Jay, how about a how-to on getting a new co-host? I used to really like Mad Mike, but what is going on? Do you really not know?
Ooh.
If not, that is sad and very unfair to you. We're just going to move right along. Hey, those celebrity calls are priceless, and we'll have some more of those for you today. Those people like those. They're really funny. Got some great Arnold Schwarzenegger calls for you today, people.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
Get down.
Jay, the last few shows have been good. The guests have all been very different. Love, Sarah. Nice fit. Seemed like you guys had been friends for years. Nope, that was actually the very first time I'd met Sarah Patterson was that day. Of the show. Jay, sorry for the belated happy birthday. Show is great. If you guys don't know what's going on with Mike or where he is, just move on. If he ain't got the respect to talk to you and tell you what's up, moving on. Hey, Chris Reject seemed to fit right in. Nice job. Yes, Chris Reject did a very nice job co-hosting the show last week. Hey, Rabbi did good after Jay snapped him into it with the comments. He seems like a nice guy. Yes, Rabbi, once he was paying attention, he was on the ball.
Very good gentleman.
Yeah. 29 years old. I've listened to the show for a while. I like it more than before. Are you looking for a replacement for Mike? Where has he been? Are you guys still friends? Did you have a falling out? Moving on. Thank you. You often have interesting shows. You improved my mood. You're welcome. Here's a very interesting one. The Rockin' Comedy Show. The Rockin' Comedy Show. And that was the comment.
That's good.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break. We got more coming up right after this.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid. Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
We'll be right back.
travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin'. So we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl is next again. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. We went to a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers. And security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you got Mojo Nixon, then you sure could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child. Just you and me, eat but banana squirrel. Just you and me, we'll travel around the world. Just you and me, punk rock girl.
Well, there once was a fella named Willard McBain, and he only had just one thought on his brain. Every evening about midnight he'd slip off alone and call the same lady on a pay telephone.
It's me again, Margaret. Hello, is this Margaret?
You don't know me, Margaret. But I know you. Well, this upset the lady, gave her the blues. So she called the police, said, what shall I do? Well, the chief of detectives came around to her home. Eavesdropped upon them on her upstairs phone.
It's me again, Margaret. Hello, is this Margaret?
I know it's you, Margaret.
Are you naked?
Well, they called up Ma Bell, traced him on down to a funky old phone booth on the outskirts of town. It was there that the vice squad with the field glasses read the lips of that amorous man as he said,
it's me again, Margaret. Hello. Get this, Margaret. I know it's you, Margaret. Wanna hear me bark like Ren Tin Tin?
Well, they cuffed him and dragged him to the station downtown, and they allowed him one phone call before the jailer came round. He wet his chapped lips, cleared his young throat, and then he dialed the telephone. Softly he spoke.
It's me again, Margaret.
They got me, Margaret.
You ain't gonna miss me, Margaret. I know that. But I miss you.
And when I get out, Margaret, I'm going to come over there with a weed eater and a live chicken. And some cool whip. Woo-wee! We'll have a big old dive, Margaret.
Why, yes, ma'am. You can post bond right over here.
Mr. McBain, please.
That'll be $350.
And, how much for those handcuffs?
Hugh Jones, Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressionist. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor. Bacon, my friends. Bacon.
Bacon sizzling hot.
No, I mean I have bacon on my Subway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We stopped on the 33rd floor and got some Subway.
Very good fresh eats.
Very good. It's better than Porta Subs. She usually messes up her order.
Looks like mine came in correct. What about yours?
Well, we were telling her how to do it. It's kind of hard for her to mess it up.
Yes.
It's usually the online order through Porta Subs that they... No, they mess up.
Subway.
Eat fresh.
Nice plug.
So the air conditioning guy is currently looking at the air conditioner.
How much longer will he be looking?
I think he shook his head when he found out that they installed it in 1989.
This building was here in 1989?
Apparently. I don't think it was a Korean taco plant back then. So... What's up?
Not too much.
What's up?
Baking hot.
Yeah, bacon.
Hot. Getting ready. Excited.
Yeah. Ball good sticking
show,
hot.
Good show today.
It's ball sticking hot.
Ball sticking to the thigh.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm just sticking to myself.
If you want
to
come on and co-host, you got to talk. You got to... Stop.
Kind of,
you know, I know you're not gaming over there.
No, no gaming. I'm not the infamous rabbi.
That's right. But you know, we got things. We got stuff coming up. We've got the news. We've got the Crazy 8 countdown, and we have some celebrity crank calls. Now, you've never heard a celebrity crank call.
I have not.
You have no idea what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Well, there's these soundboards where they have celebrities taking one-liners from, like, movies or whatever, and...
Yes.
A guy who listens to our show makes these celebrity calls using their voices, randomly just calling people. Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they are not. We try to weed out the ones that are not funny. Usually, it's always a good time when Arnold Schwarzenegger makes a call.
I'm excited.
And our first celebrity call from Arnold Schwarzenegger, he calls a guy... pretending that he's Detective John Kimble from Kindergarten Cop. That's one of our favorite
it
ones.
Is not a tumor.
Yeah. He actually calls a guy who actually turns out to be another cop. And this is it.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Who is this?
Detective John Kimble.
John Kimble?
Yes.
Oh, how can I help you, sir?
Who are you?
Who, me?
Yes.
Well, I was just concerned that I don't get my information out unless I know who did
What's
all
the matter?
This concern.
Yeah, I'm a police officer.
You're a police officer?
Yes.
For what county?
Miami.
Which city?
Miami.
Miami?
Yes.
Oh, so what that got to do with, out here in,
Listen to me very carefully. Impersonating an officer, resisting arrest, fraud, reckless driving, and lying to the sheriff.
You with the sheriff?
Yes.
Well, what do that got to do with...
What's the matter?
There's nothing the matter, but what do that got to do with it? Because I'm also an officer, too, and I consider that you're playing on my phone.
You want names and addresses?
Do I want names and addresses?
Yes.
Who are you calling for?
You.
You ain't calling for me.
Yes.
No, sir. What my name if you're calling for me?
What's the matter?
What is my name if you're calling for me?
Are you going to help me now or not?
What?
You said it yourself. Just doing my job.
Don't you know I got your number traced down and I can find out where you're at?
Negative. No deal.
I can find out exactly where you're at and I can help the FBI arrest you.
You know you're lying. Don't be one of the things.
You can take that as a lie.
I don't play
that
game.
You can take it as the truth. If you keep playing on my phone, I'm going to have the FBI arrest you, okay?
It doesn't matter.
It does
matter. You're proud of yourself.
He hangs up, calls back.
Hello?
Who is it this time?
who is this? I'm willing to be picked up and arrested, okay?
Who is it?
I just want to call this number if you don't want to go to jail. And I'll get you down.
Get your mother, please.
What?
Get your mother, please.
You don't need to talk to my mother.
Where is she?
That's none of your business.
Why not?
If you keep playing on my phone, you will be arrested.
All right? Just doing
if
my job.
In Florida, I will call the Miami to call the police department and have you pick up.
No problem.
All right? I got your number program already in my system.
What?
I'd call one more time.
Negative.
You will be arrested.
Just
now
doing
you can
my
make
job.
Play with, okay?
Chill out, dickwad.
Chill out, dickwad.
A third time?
Hello. Hi. I have only one more question.
Who is this?
You're right. I'm Detective John Kimball.
Who?
John Kimball.
Look, man, I'm not going to keep having you harassing my family.
I have utmost respect for women.
Yeah, but you don't touch this woman because I would come down there and bust you in your head. You feel me?
What?
What do you mean, what?
What's the matter?
What's the matter? You don't call here asking for my wife.
Are you going
down to and you come down to Florida and crack your brains wide open. And you think I won't trace you down, try it.
You know you're lying. You used to be somebody I could trust.
What?
Could I speak to the drug dealer of the house, please?
Hell no, just the husband of the house. Speak to me.
And you expect me to believe you?
Do you expect me to come and kick your ass?
Come on, don't bullshit me.
Don't bullshit me. They speak English, motherfucker.
You must be very proud of yourself.
Oh, they're good, right?
That was good.
We'll do one more Arnold call. This one's just as good.
Yes, sir.
Some men just tried to kill me.
I'm sorry?
People are trying to kill me.
Where?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? You bastard!
Yes, sir.
Some men just tried to kill me.
Who is?
People are trying to kill me.
And who are they?
That is a fucking asshole.
Where are you?
Are you crazy?
I'm sorry.
You bastard! Where is she?
Huh?
Let me talk to your mother.
What?
Get your mother, please.
Now, you know what? This is still. How did you get this number? Who
is
it?
People are trying to kill me.
They what?
People are trying to kill me.
They are. Whatever.
Some men just tried to kill me.
They're fighting people, you dumb bitch.
What are you afraid of? This idiot here has been trying to kill me ever since I went to recall.
What?
Some men just tried to kill me.
Well, good. They should kill you, dumb bitch.
Get you home. Bastard!
Get Get
Are you crazy? You bastard! Some men just tried to kill me.
Hello.
People are trying to kill me.
You idiot or what?
That's why they tried to kill me.
Idiot.
You bastard!
Who are you?
Look at my cover! Who are you?
Gotta love the Terminator music.
Very suspenseful.
You want one more? Do you want one more?
I'm feeling one more. I like
it. Do you want an Arnold Schwarzenegger call or a Joe Pesci call?
Ooh, let's give Joey a shot.
Joe Pesci.
Hello. I'm trying to reach you. It's tougher to get than the president. Yeah, at least you could do is return my phone calls, though.
Who is this?
JT.
JT.
I think I want my money back.
On what?
What if I was just to kick the ever-loving shit out of you?
We'll come right ahead and try it.
Where the fuck you get off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head?
I'd like to know who you are.
What people would you think I wasn't going to find out?
Who do you think you're talking to?
You said I'm bringing heat on you? I gotta listen to people because of your fucking shit? You're ordering me out? You better get your own fucking army, pal.
You know that you're being taped?
You're fucking warned. Don't ever go over my fucking head again, you motherfucker, you.
Go fuck your mother.
Without me, you personally, every fucking white guy still around, I'll take a piece of your fucking Jew ass. Then where are you gonna go?
You better prove what you're saying.
I could use a good ass kick, I'll be very honest with you.
You could use a what?
No further questions.
No further questions.
What the fuck is your problem?
I'd like to know who you think you're talking to.
If you're acting like this now, how can I depend on you?
Who are you? What? Who do you want?
You like to renegotiate as you go along, huh?
Who do you think you're talking to?
Are you Mr. McAllister?
Mr. McAllister?
The Mr. McAllister who lives here? You hear me or what?
You said McAllister.
I'm what counts out here. Not your fucking country clubs or your fucking TV shows.
Are you out of your mind?
Yes.
I thought so.
I'm a lawyer.
I don't give a shit if you're a judge.
Is it possible two separate cars could be driving on Michelin model XGV75R14s?
I don't believe so.
I believe you and Lisa played a game of pool for $200, which she won. I'm here to collect.
Who's Lisa?
I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do. For instance, tomorrow morning I'll get up nice and early, take a walk down over to the bank, and if you don't have my money for me, I'll crack your fucking head wide open in front of everybody in the bank.
And when you start to crack my head open, you'll find a goddamn 22 between your eyes.
What happened to the fucking tough guy? I told my friend, stick it up his fucking head, fucker.
Who's there with you?
Be fucking nice.
Let me talk to who's with you.
Who the fuck knows?
Well, somebody's there. I can hear them.
You know, I'm trying to put something really big together out here. You know what I'm talking about. Huh? You know.
Do you know, son, I am 74 years old. And I sit here and I mind my own goddamn business.
No.
No, 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 what?
Okay.
I love it because these people get so mad, and we still to this day can't figure out why they just don't hang up. They're just screaming. I just think so mad. You gotta love it. Awesome. Oh, you gotta love the celebrity prank calls. They are amazing. Got some news for you. Some not in the news. Central Falls, Rhode Island. A man wearing a surgical mask and medical-style latex gloves robbed a Central Falls bank. Police said the man entered the Bank of America branch Saturday morning, jumped the counter, and grabbed some cash. Police said the man didn't show a weapon and apparently fled on foot. Police haven't said how much money was stolen. The man was described as white, wearing a green polo, shirt, tan shorts, and black shoes.
Surgical gloves.
Yeah. Also in Rhode Island. Rhode Island never makes the news, and how here they are with a couple of different stories. Let's see if this one's even going to open up for me here. Yep. Providence, Rhode Island. It's an innocent enough looking tractor trailer, except for the fact that it's blocking a street in downtown Providence. But what's inside may give the heebie-jeebies to some. A spokesman for medical instrument maker Smith & Nephew told the Providence Journal the truck contains human body parts as well as body part models. The company's using to demonstrate its endoscopy surgery instruments at the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine. The body parts, mostly isolated joints, are used so surgeons can get a feel for the company's instruments or sharpen their skills. The truck has been parked in the street with permission from the city since Tuesday and is scheduled to leave next Friday.
Body parts?
Body parts. It's good, right?
It's a difference.
Yeah, it definitely is. Out in Michigan, bills, catalogs, junk mail, marijuana. Indeed, police say a surprise 2-pound package of marijuana arrived in the mail last week at one elderly woman's home in South Michigan. The woman called police. Detectives don't know who sent the weed. They learned that the Arizona return address on the package was bogus. Police say the pot is worth about $2,400. Deputy Director John Johnson told the Jackson City Patriot magazine that the marijuana either was sent to the woman's home by mistake or someone planned to snatch it from the mailbox before she checked. The pot will be destroyed because she's going to tear that shit up.
Smoky, smoky.
She's going to hit that. She's an elderly woman. I'm sure she's got some ailments that can help her with. You know, maybe she's got some
problem.
Maybe she's got some glaucoma. Something like that. Here's a story that kind of pissed me off. Well, it didn't kind of. It did piss me off.
Why were you so angry?
Because I'm an animal rights person, and this story's fucked up. But it took place in Russia, and authorities in Russia are opening an animal cruelty probe into a weekend stunt on a beach in southern Russia in which a donkey parasailed high over the surf. There is amateur video that I did post on Facebook so people could see it. Showed men attaching a parasail harness to the trembling mule. The English language Kremlin news channel Russia Today reported the sunbathers were distressed at the sight of the flying donkey, which brayed in fear as it glided above the bay for a half an hour. Russia Today reported the donkey was shell-shocked but did survive. Reports that the donkey flight was a promotional stunt. Employees of a leisure film in the village of, I can't even pronounce that, could face 2 years in prison if they are charged and convicted of animal cruelty. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, they, like, harnessed it up, and they just, a bunch of them shoved it off, and it, you know, flung, like, 150 feet in the air.
For 30 minutes? 150 feet?
For 30 minutes. Just flying around. That's quite fucked up. I don't think that's even funny. You won't even see me laughing about it. I just thought I would bring it to people's attention. And our final news story for this segment. Malta, Idaho. As everyone knows, I'm from Idaho. But I don't know where Malta is. I'm pretty sure it's probably near Boise.
Northern.
But an Idaho man who authorities say had 25 western rattlesnakes in a 5-gallon bucket in his apartment has been issued 2 misdemeanor citations. Officials say Terry Brian Teeter had as many as 32 snakes, but he gave some away and ate 2 others. The 38-year-old Teeter says he was unaware a license is needed to hunt rattlesnake in Idaho. He says he also didn't know that there was a limit of 4 rattlers a year. But you have 5 snakes in your house. Not just snakes, but rattlesnakes. 32 of them.
Wow.
Teeter says he was trying to find a buyer for the snakes and had contacted a Utah research center which milks snakes for venom. Teeter received the site. We have women on Fremont Street that'll milk us. Yeah.
Milk the snake?
Yeah. But we have to pay them. We don't get paid for our venom. Teeter received the citations in May that list possession, transport of, or shipment of wildlife. He has a sentencing scheduled next week in district court on a possible plea agreement. Why? Like, why would you want just snakes in your house? Like, one, some snakes are cool, but why would you want a rattlesnake in your house? I'm just chilling in a basement.
I'm more curious about the milking of the snake you spoke of.
The milking of the snake? Well, the rattlesnake or the milking of the snake on Fremont Street?
Yes, the latter.
Yeah. Well, for $32. You can go to Glitter Gulch. I'm sorry. I know way too much about Fremont Street.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Learning very much tonight.
How you doing over there?
Doing good.
Coping with
it's a little toasty.
Yeah.
Still.
You ready to do the show in your boxers?
I think I can do that.
I have to make these 2 listeners happy. It's 2 weeks in a row. I haven't done it, and they're, you know.
I think we should.
Rabbi chickened out.
Ooh.
He's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, well, I'm not doing it by myself.
There's probably no package to support the boxers there. They'd probably just kind of fall down.
Yeah. Might. Are you talking about you because you're Asian?
Oh, yes. I am Asian, but I'm actually also a part white. So,
but that
that's
still doesn't that still doesn't work in your favor. It's not a lot of hung white guys. If you said you were part black, then I'd be like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
I have experienced some black. I mean,
you've experienced some black. Well, we've got more of the Rockin' Comedy Show coming up, so don't go anywhere.
Gene Jones, Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressionist. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
Now at the Harmon Theater at Planet Hollywood.
Attention parents of young children. The following is a partial list of things that are probably happening in your backseat
that you are completely unaware of.
A food item is probably being stuck into a crack.
A strange sticky substance is being spread everywhere.
Deep, sustained, nasal exploration.
Someone is probably making faces.
Hitting.
Hitting back.
The cleaning of muddy shoes.
Farting!
Something is probably spilling.
Gum is lodging in hair.
And your kids are probably riding car seats that are being used incorrectly. In fact, 3 out of 4 kids are not as safe as they should be. But the latch system is in most cars and makes it easier to get it right.
Just attach the top tether and the lower anchors.
The ones down near the old sandwich and the melted down crayons.
Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety.
A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, 1 second I'm having the smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes 1 spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
From far away, it's a real nice view. Even better sitting next to you. But the visit was a waste. I'm lying.
lying in my face. I'm lying in your face.
Little dressmaker, oh Amish, yeah. And you know you're their good little pie baker, oh Amish. Listen now, I want to take you home, yeah. I'll let you work my farm, yeah. I've got their big old plow. Good how? Yeah, Amish lady. Amish. Amish.
Well, I see you don't own no TV. Amish. So I guess that makes you Amish. Like me. Amish. Ya gotta listen now. You make the meals I crave. You ain't got no microwave. Got no extension cord. Good Lord. Amish lady.
Here comes Carl, baby. I'm coming to court you. Amish lady, yah, yah. Ooh, those are nice boots.
Amish.
Ooh, Amish.
Amish.
You make me feel like a Mennonite. Uh-oh, Carl. I think that cider Greta gave us has turned hard. I'm seeing colors. There's white. There's black. Ooh, there's gray. Hey, their dirt road is closed, man. Farm out.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. A churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well. Cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons but I got a cool hat. And my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired.
There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most of our lives living in a Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy, the little omelet wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain, and don't be whiny, or else, my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most of our lives.
Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
All the same. Youth of Buffalo Sample. Originality. Right
on my ear.
Self-referred song intro. Of course they did.
I was trying for so long. Just to hit the notes myself. And I was failing so hard. Songs went how whenever I felt. So now I know what bullets make me sound better. No one will know how I get so clever. Reverb effect, adjust the pitch in hand, and a happy delay. But when the mic came on and my voice came out, it was clear that I was screwed. Now I'm a hip-hop star and I'm living so large. Thank you, Auto-Tune. So now I sound of money. Truth be told, I'm not that clever. Oh, with the lyrics up and say whatever. Like, hey there girl, you're looking for the name. Drop your starfish in my face. Cause when my song comes up on the top 10 charts, my ego gets so huge. Cause I'm a hip-hop star and I'm better than you are. Take two auto-tune and now I sound
like Kanye. Let you finish. All the same. Like every Asian last name.
Ching ching chong chong.
All the same.
All the same.
All the same.
They've been working here for so long, why would I stop on this song? Samey, all the same,
At first you
thought it was so cool, now we just sound like fools.
This filter
makes me sound so gay, I can say I'm gonna beat you, give you syphilis and leave you. But you're sick, it's not okay,
Cause my
voice is so unthreatening.
When my vocoder turned off in a sellout crowd, it was clear that I was through.
But you're not free, there's plenty others like me. Fake to auto-tune.
So we double
I'm
fame. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't. No more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please. It only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh-ho. He said it was the best in all the land.
And he wasn't joking.
And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
Salvation is standing at the door. Breath.
she sighs like the pouring of the rain. Puts her hand on the glass before she turns away. And I let her go.
Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor, and let me tell you, it's freaking hot.
Hot.
It's hot outside. It's like 120, and it's like 150 here in the studio. And it's, as I said earlier, ball sticking hot. Ball sticking hot. Guys, you know what I'm talking about, that uncomfortable, wet, sticky feeling.
Rashy.
It's like those toys that you used to get, and you'd fling it on the window, and then smash, and you peel it off. That's what your balls are like on your thigh. You're just pulling them apart.
You have to kind of grapple them with both hands.
You do.
To pry them off.
You do have to grapple them. But Karen and Tim, they've commented, and they don't think I'm crazy or brave enough to actually do this show in my boxers. That's not so crazy.
I don't think so.
But
not much.
But Phil came up with the idea that not only do we do the show in our boxers, but we switch them. And like, I wear his, and he wears mine. It's just as nasty as... No, he didn't really say that.
I think I might enjoy that, maybe.
What? It's a bit refreshing. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Rockin'.
And coming up, we've got the Crazy A Countdown. We've got some more news, and we've got some more celebrity phone calls.
Ooh.
And we still have to answer the question, if you're single, does your back get dirty?
Ooh.
Does it?
It may.
I mean, your back is still getting dirty. You're single. It doesn't mean you're it doesn't mean you're in a relationship. You can't lay down.
Everyone lays down once in a while.
If you're single, does your back get dirty?
That sounds like a country western song.
I think we should, yeah.
We should record that. Copyrighted.
That's ours.
If I say copyrighted, it's copywritten.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Copyrighted?
Yeah, copyrighted. Because I said so. For those of you that don't know Phil is the creator of the new logo.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's
where did you get so
nice.
Where did you get so talented?
It might be the Asian.
The Asian part?
Yes.
No, that might.
The computers. Yeah. You know, a little quick with the fingers on the keyboard.
Well, if you're quick with the fingers, why don't you play Flip Cup?
Ooh.
You haven't even asked me about that. I played Flip Cup over the weekend.
And how did that go?
Much better. I think Anthony Cool's starting to get a little worried. Yeah, it was his birthday and his Flip Cup tournament. And there was one picture, I'll bring it up, of he wasn't looking. He was busy doing something. So I went up on the stage and I took the trophy and I put my hand over his name. Because it should really not say Anthony Cool's. It should say Team Freaks. It's,
exactly.
It's a team ever, but it's got his name on it.
Ooh.
You know? So I put my hand over the name, and I'm holding the trophy, and I'm like, quick, guys, take the picture. And just as they snap the picture, I hear Anthony Gould's reply, only in your dreams, Birdman, only in your dreams. I'm like, you weren't supposed to see that. And he goes, I see everything you do.
He's tricky.
Yeah. And normally, like, we have to draw what position you're going when you start. And the last time, I said, I don't want to go first. I want to go, third. But I went first anyway. I don't know how that worked. I'm like, I don't want to go third. This time, we went fourth. So we are a little further into the competition by the time Team Freaks went up. And Team Freaks is, of course, Anthony's team.
They have some practice and some
They're very good. I'm not going to lie. I mean, they are very good. But there's a girl on the team. Her name is Mary. I really like to shit-talk Mary because it's just fun. Like, I posted on Facebook, hey, can't wait till the competition night. Anthony, maybe we'll let you win just because it's your birthday. She's like, ha ha, you have jokes. It's fun.
You're
pretty
serious.
People think it's funny. Like, we're just going to go over there and have some drink and, flip cups. They're like, ah, that's funny. You're there during the match. Like, it is the loudest, most chaotic, people screaming. Like, It is so bizarre. Like, you're flipping a goddamn cup. That's all you're doing. You have one time, and you don't do it the first time. Like, come on, you can do it. And then the pressure is on, and then it turns into 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 flips. But it is so, it's different. Like, if you and I were to practice and we just flip, like, cool, we're flipping. But when you're in that relay element and you're up against a team of six,
the pressure
doing
really
well.
Builds up.
Plus, because you didn't show, we were down a member, and there's a penalty with that, so it's you have to drink more. And
slappings at the end, or
you have to drink more. You have an anchor at the end that usually drinks two drinks, because everybody has to drink one, and then they have to go back. So the guy at the end usually has to drink the first one and then drink the second to send it back up to the starting line. Well, the guy at the front is now also got the two drinks.
And so, that was you.
No, it wasn't me.
No?
No, I'm never the anchor. I'm the team captain. I'm going to sit in the middle.
You don't like to ride the caboose?
No, I like to sit right in the middle.
Ooh.
Sandwiched in. But we did go up against Team Hooters. Some girls from Hooters.
Women attend these events?
Who eventually got kicked out of the party because they started a fight.
Ooh.
Yeah. The first fight broke up pretty quick. The second fight is like people diving into the pool to break it up, and they got out of the pool and finished it. And Anthony Cool's like, get the fuck out of my house! They're like kicking them out.
But, does that mean the Hooters girls will no longer be invited to the house?
Well, not those girls, but there's more Hooters girls.
Yes, they are. There's plenty.
Yeah, and that was kind of fun. But we did do three rounds against Team Freaks. We normally don't even get one because we're out of the competition before.
Very nice.
We get into the greatness. But there were some teams now that are worse than us. And
you can hang your head
they
high.
They like
now.
Us because, we're team. We're the zombie attack. So we go in there and our faces are all done up like zombies. And so he's like, well, you guys spend a lot of time on your costumes, but obviously not practicing. Shut up, Anthony. Seriously.
Come on, Mr. Cool.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, but we did well, and he still won't commit to the jumping off.
What was the actual final placement of your team zombie?
Well, with the brackets, it's very hard to tell where we are. They don't, but we made it into the second bracket. We normally don't even make it off the first. So we and there's three brackets. So we did well. We're getting better. Nice. We're getting better. But he still won't commit to jumping off of the stratosphere. He likes to brag that he's going camping and then having dinner with John Cleese from Monty Python. You know. But I said, hey, for our birthday, because our birthdays are just a few days apart,
yes.
Why don't we jump off the stratosphere? He said, I work during the day. I said, your show is at night. He goes, I have other things that I do during the day. I'm like, you're telling me you can't take 14 seconds out of your day to jump off the side of the stratosphere? I'm going to puss out because I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to give him shit. I don't know if I could do that. You've seen it, right?
Yes, I've seen some of those YouTubers just jump up there and jump down.
14 seconds, but that's a long drop.
It's quite a long drop. Is there the parachute at the end there?
No, you're on cables the whole way. But it's just the feeling of jumping off the stratosphere. I mean, people used to do that for free until they put the gate all the way around. Now they want to charge $100.
They didn't get second shots at that, did they?
No. But I don't know. If he called and asked me, you know, come on, we're going to go to the stratosphere, I'd have to think of something pretty quick.
You work?
Yeah. I'm working, Anthony. For you. So I don't know. I just, it was a good time. It's, you know, the flip cup ends and then there's more drinking. And he has these, I don't know, I haven't told you, but he has these cherries. He takes these cherries and he soaks them in 151 for like 2 weeks. So these red cherries turn almost black because they've soaked in the 151 for so long. And the first initial bite of the first cherry sends you skyrocketing.
Because wow.
It's such an instant, like your eyes just light up and it kind of burns the back of your throat. But the more you eat, the easier they get. And usually my record there is about 3, and I can't have any more because I really start buzzing.
What happens to Jay after 3 151 cherries?
Well, I just really start buzzing.
Yes.
Which, you know, and I'm at Anthony's place, so I'm not going to get...
You want to keep your composure.
I'm not going to be one of those guys, because on 4th of July, apparently somebody, like, barfed all over his toilet.
Oh.
I would feel bad. One, because it's Anthony Cools, and that's a really nice house. You know, and if I did barf, I think I would clean it up. I certainly wouldn't leave it. You know, it's just so. I mean, always in the back of my mind, I know where I'm at, and I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna mess that up.
That's good.
Because I don't want to be that guy to be like, you're not coming back, dude. You shit all over my
stairs.
You'll
be that guy.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be that guy. But I have 5 cherries at the Flip Cup competition, and I was sitting. Was it at one of his bar stools in the kitchen, and he's like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, those cherries are really good. And he goes, I'm going to have to stop making those. Like, and a lot of people didn't realize they were there. And then like I'm like, you guys got to have these cherries. And so more people started eating them. And then he's like, how many have you had? And I was like, 5. He goes, don't have any more. Like, because I guess he could see it. Like,
you could see the face getting a little...
Yeah, he could see the face. He's like, oh, don't have any more. Because otherwise my limo driver is going to have to give you a ride home. What's the bad side?
I don't see a bad side.
I'm going to get a limo ride home to my house. From Anthony Cools. That's cool.
That is cool.
But it was fun. And so there's pictures up of the Flip Cup. And you're definitely going to have to do this.
You can check that out on the website?
It's on Facebook. But you're definitely going to gonna have to do it.
All right.
Rabbi was supposed to do it, and he posted, I don't really like beer that much. I'd rather just fight weird creatures in Middle Earth with my katana.
Oh, yes, with the katana. You didn't grab his katana, did you?
I did once.
I would not want to see that.
Oh, it was bad. He was like, who took my katana? I told you not to take it. I'm like, I just saw it laying there on the ground, and nobody was using it. Give me back my katana and follow my lead. Don't go over that hill until I told you not to go over the hill until I listen to my command. I'm like, I know what's at the bottom of the hill. We play this game every week. There's a shitload of zombies down there.
Zombies.
I got it. Don't make him mad. And then I'll start shooting my own players. Stop shooting your players! It's not cool. We have rules here. We respect each other.
These guys take this serious.
Dude, like, see, like, I understand. Like, I do the radio thing, and people think, okay, whatever. But, and nothing about Rabbi. I love the guy to death.
I love you, Rabbi.
But I can separate the radio show and hang out with my friends. Because a lot of my friends listen to the show, you know, like Anthony and, you know, you and Rabbi and Krista and all these people, they all listen to the show. When it's 115 degrees outside and I know somebody's having a pool party and a barbecue and I'm invited, I'm going. Hands down.
Of course.
It's 115 degrees outside. I'm going to a pool.
Pool party. Women.
Rabbi answered his text with, I'm screaming right now. My friend Christy goes, I'm not a nerd. I don't know what that means. He says, I'm practicing for a tournament coming up. She's like, a tournament for what? He said, his video game, because I don't remember what game it was. And she goes, oh my God, that's so stupid. You're practicing for a video game. And he's like, there's $10,000 on the line. I understand it's serious, but 4 days out of the week, he scrims, as he calls it, and one day out of the week is the actual tournament. It's a video game.
You can take a day to go to the pool.
You can go to the pool. Have a barbecue. Eat a burger.
Talk with the real world.
Put Middle Earth on hold. Yeah, you know, I can, you know, I don't do this radio show all in one day. I try to get the majority of it done in one day. Some days interviews are done on another day. And then I pick one day to put it all together. Usually it's 3 days it takes me to put this together. Why? Because I'm at a pool, I'm playing Flip Cup, I'm at a nightclub, I'm hanging out at Bonnie's piano bar at the Paris. I'm all over the place. Why? Because I don't want to be in this building all day long doing the radio show.
It gets lonely on the 44th.
It does, especially when, like, it's like I'm spinning this wheel to see who the co-host is going to be every week now. Shit, Rabbi. Shit, Phil. I'm like, who the hell is Phil? I didn't even put his name on this wheel. Like, who is this guy? So, anyway, Anthony Cools, that was fun. It was a good time. It was a good party. And, I mean, you experienced one of his parties for a little bit.
Yes.
Over 4th of July.
Yes, the 4th of July party.
Yeah. It was good.
It was good.
So,
frequenting with the Entertainment Society of Las Vegas.
Yeah. But he had these huge ice sculptures there at this last Flip Cup tournament. And one of them was of Iron Man. And it just, like, was so hot outside, this thing was melting. There was nothing iron about Iron Man. This thing was going so fast.
Well, like Aquaman.
And then he had this huge frozen bar that had his name on it. I'm like, your ego doesn't need to get any bigger, Mr. Cools. So what does he do to go, oh, no, you're right, it don't. Come look at all my cars in my freaking garage. There they are. Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches. Sick. I need to learn how to put people to sleep and make them have their vagina talk so that I, my friends, can afford a Lamborghini.
It's just what he does.
Yeah. But he's very good at what he does. Another announcement. I was actually going to wait, but since the next show is going to be in August, and some of our changes are happening in August, starting our next show, the Rockin' Comedy Show would like to welcome Rachel Palmer as our new news girl.
Yes, Rachel.
She's a good friend of mine. I met her at one of the Flip Cup competitions at Anthony's place. She does have some radio background, and now she is working as an assistant in the show, Hypnosis Unleashed, with my good friend, Michael Johns.
Nice.
She's like, I'm really busy. I don't know if I can do it. I go, it's 20 minutes once a week. Like, seriously. I think you can handle it. And then she's like, well, what kind of news? I'm like, you don't listen to the show. I don't make those stories up. They're available online.
Via the internet.
Yeah, via Yahoo News. Okay? So, So we're going to have a news girl coming in to do the news now. So it's not going to be me doing the news, but it's going to be cool because I'm going to get to comment on the news because I'm not going to know what the stories are. So that'll be, it's going to be interesting. And that's coming up in August. May not be the very first show in August, but she will be, she will definitely be doing it.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to it. And we'll be announcing my brand new co-host, ladies and gentlemen, in August. Like I said on one of those shows that we just recently did, I pretty much said that I would not release Mad Mike. It was going to be Mad Mike's choice. But after discussions with quite a few people, the right thing to do at this time is to release Mad Mike from all duties of the Rockin' Comedy Show. And we're going to move forward because there's a lot of things happening. As Phil knows, he's in the loop of some of the stuff that is happening.
The loop.
And it's changing. That, you know, it was a decision. It was kind of a tough decision. I talked it over with quite a few people. And hopefully Mike can fix whatever it is that is wrong and get things back on track. I'm not, you know, not saying that he's not welcome back here. He could be a guest host anytime that he wants. And hopefully it doesn't, this decision doesn't affect our personal friendship.
Yes.
But the show must go on, and if you've been listening for a while now, you'll know that he's been absent quite a few shows. So instead of having different guest co-hosts in all the time, we will have a permanent one. And it's good. He has been on the show numerous amounts of time. And he's been waiting for the opportunity to, you'll be glad to know. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not Rabbi. Guys, relax. I could just
everyone
picture my downloads dropping. Just relax. Yes, he's been on the show. He's been a guest on the show. He's never really co-hosted. He's done the show two or three times. Rabbi, I love you. No offense, but I don't think you could do it every week because you have the script. And I love you. I love you, Rabbi. I love all my friends, but I needed to make a very good business-type decision.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. So soon you will see changes with the logo, and it sucks because you did all this fine work on the logo. And I was like, no, you got to add Mike to it. And sorry. You got to go in there and do it. You got to fix it. Do some Photoshop.
We cannot do it. But, Asian fingers.
Yeah, Asian fingers. But good stuff. So I hate to make the announcement that Mike isn't going to be returning. So we'll move on.
Refreshing.
It is.
The original?
The original. Anyway, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we got a few celebrity calls. We'll be in our boxers, and we're going to do some news.
Let's do
this. That's all coming up next.
Larry G. Jones, Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressionist. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
License and registration.
But I'm walking.
Do you want to upset an officer of the law?
No, sir.
Good. I pulled you over today for littering.
I didn't litter.
Wow. That's what they all say. Unfortunately, I saw you drop a pair of thunder thighs a few blocks back. Probably happened as you were biting into that apple you're holding.
How'd you know they're my thunder thighs?
Well, my young friend, I'd like to say 2 years in the police academy helped figure it out, but between us, it was smallstep.gov.
Smallstep.gov?
Yep-a-rooney. It's this site with tons of easy ways to lose weight. Some steps are so easy, people don't realize they're doing them. Like you taking small step number 83, snack on fruits. Go to smallstep.gov, you'll see. You can drive off now.
I'm still walking.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like
a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
"Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood."
"Oh, no."
"You in the corner. Who are you? You're not supposed to be here."
"She's my girlfriend, doctor."
"You need to wait out in the waiting room."
"Please, doctor, I want to stay with her."
"Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work."
"Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her."
"Wait a second. You were the driver?"
"Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks."
"Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine."
"Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?"
"I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?"
"What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat."
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
In 1977 in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the US Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. Ernie Else encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy J.
Fox, find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy J. We're up here on the 44th floor. Remember, you can visit therockincomedyshow.com. That's Rockin' ComedyShow.com.
With a G?
With a G.
Nice.
And you can see the rockin' video segments in there now, and contact us pages now in there. And you can also go there and check out the brand new video from our good friend Dino Mike, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
It's a fantastic video. Really good stuff. And check it out. I'm going to be in another Dino Mike video coming up. It's a Halloween song. And the only reason I've agreed to do this, because, you know, Meow Remix, it's a classic. It's a classic video. But the only reason I agreed to do it is, one, it's a Halloween song, and I love Halloween. And two, I get to be dismembered in the video.
Ooh.
So that's why. And, and he's going to be filming it in the house when it's all set up for Halloween. So
nice.
It's going to be amazing. And I've heard the Halloween song, but he won't let me play it yet for everybody, so... You guys will just have to hang tight.
Anticipation.
That's anticipation. And are you ready? Are you ready to get in your boxers and take some pictures for Karen and Karen and Tim?
I guess we're gonna do this.
Yeah.
A little sticky.
Ball sticking. I'm standing up now.
I'm a little nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about. It's still like being in shorts.
You're looking at me.
Well, you're just a fine looking man.
There's a dog on the 44th floor. And there, yeah, at me as well.
He got through the barricade at the Korean taco plant. So
you escaped from the Korean taco plant.
Yeah, well, it's French poodle today, not beagle. Ah, we don't want the beagle. We want the French.
I like a beagle.
We want the French poodle.
I'm sorry, that's Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
No beagle.
No beagle. Anyway, we are here. We are in our boxers.
Woo!
And we are.
It's a little wet.
Fantastic. We are fantastic.
Oh, he snuck out there.
Oh, he's trying to get your sandwich.
Oh.
Anyway, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are up here having a good time. It's 120 degrees outside.
Very hot.
Very hot. And we've got some celebrity calls coming up for you, so let's get one for you right now. How about Tom Cruise? Here it is for you.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Danny Caffey. Danny, Daniel Caffey.
Hello.
Looking for Dorothy Boyd.
I can't understand a word that's being said.
Are you asking me out on a date? I've been asked out on dates before, and that's what it sounded like.
Do what?
I'm not letting you get rid of me.
That's speaking English, buddy.
How about that? Will you marry me? Or if you got married? If I said that, would you stay?
You don't like me very much, do you?
You cocksucker, I know you can hear me.
What do you want?
Wanted something to offend you? I need you. You complete me.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Do what now? Don't call this number anymore.
I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm Detective John Kimball.
Do not call
you
this number
son of
again.
A bitch. You idiot.
Who the hell are you?
Who the hell are you?
Who do you work for?
You know what? I am reporting this.
Yo, what's your name, Slick?
What's your name, you bastard?
You know what? My friends call me X. Do you ever get punched in the face for talking too much?
Go to hell.
Kick my ass.
So that was a triple one. That was Tom Cruise, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Vin Diesel. That poor woman is getting assaulted. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're doing some celebrity calls for you. And here's a good one for you right now. I think you'll enjoy this one.
This call may be monitored and or recorded. Please hold for the next available customer service representative.
How may I help you?
Please. All you people care about is readers and making money off of her.
How can
Please.
I help you, ma'am?
Leave her alone!
Leave who alone? I'm sorry. What do you mean? What's
all you people
on?
Want is more!
I don't understand what's going on, ma'am.
Please! She's a human!
I'm sorry?
She had
What's
two fucking
on?
Kids. Her husband turned out to be a user, a cheater, and now she's going through a custody battle.
Who's this?
Speaking of professionalism, when is it professional to publicly bash someone who's going through a hard time? She's a human!
I haven't publicly bashed anybody, ma'am. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Please.
What seems to be going on, ma'am? I don't understand.
Leave her alone!
Leave who alone, ma'am?
What you don't realize is that Britney's making you all this money, and all you do is write a bunch of crap about her.
About who, ma'am?
Please! Leave Britney alone! Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Leave Britney Spears? That's who you're talking about?
Please! She's a human!
I'm sorry?
Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me.
Okay.
All you people care about is readers and making money off of her. You're lucky she even performed for you bastards.
I don't believe she does promote us. I don't think she knows about the sun in Canada.
Please. She's a human.
Can you stop screaming in the phone, please?
Your call is very important to us. To ensure excellent quality service, this call may be monitored and or recorded. Please hold for the next available customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Edmonton Sun. My name is Paul. May I please have you
please. All you people care about is readers and making money off of her.
What's wrong?
Please. She lost her aunt. She went through a divorce.
What's going on, ma'am? You're not making much sense to me at this point here. What's going on?
All you people want is more, 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 more.
What's going on, ma'am? What is this all about?
Please. You're lucky she even performed for you bastards.
Madam, if you're not going to go and keep a civil tongue, we will simply end the call.
She's a human! Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me.
Madam, if you're not going to be civil, we will simply end the call. This is your second one.
Please! Speaking of professionalism, when is it professional to publicly bash someone who's going through a hard time?
I'm afraid this is your third and last warning, ma'am. I'm afraid I'm going to have to end the call.
All you people want is more, 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 more!
You are listening to the Rock and Comedy Show. Chris Kroeger, you'll remember that famous YouTube video when Britney Spears was getting picked on and he was screaming all over YouTube. Good stuff. It's the Rock and Comedy Show. We're rocking out. We'll be back with more after this.
Well, I had myself a girlfriend for almost 2 whole years. We had ourselves no secrets, we had no fears. There was nothing we wouldn't do when we were in the sack. She'd even pop the scent on my fire. Well, one night I was out of chain. She caught me red-handed and said, we're through, boo-hoo. Now she got a new boyfriend. It nearly gave me a heart attack. Cause who's gonna pop this set on my back? That's no lie. There's only one thing I'll ask of you. I could we name our first child Zach? Oh, one more thing, please, Bob. Is it on my back? I'm dying here. A pimple-a-hoo, a pop-a-doodle-doo, a squirt-deedle-hoo. Well, I'm sitting alone by the phone and no one seems to call. I try to scrape my zit off on the kitchen wall. Well, that don't work, so I look around and find a big shiny thumbtack. Put it on the floor, lay down, pop his head on my back. Yeah. Rock steady, man.
This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
You think it's strange?
future when your tongue freezes to the back of a speeding bus. Fill that void in your pathetic life by playing whack-a-mole 17 hours a day. Try to avoid any Virgos or Leos with the Ebola virus. You are the true lord of the dance, no matter what those idiots at work say. The look on your face will be priceless when you find that 40-pound watermelon in your colon. Trade toothbrushes with an albino dwarf and give a hickey to Meryl Streep. You will never find true happiness. What you gonna do? Cry about it. The stars predict tomorrow you'll wake up to a bunch of stuff and then go back to sleep. That's your horoscope for today. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your birthday party will be ruined once again by your explosive flatulence. Your love life will run into trouble when your fiancé hurls a javelin through your chest. The position of Jupiter says that you should spend the rest of the week face down in the mud. Try not to shove a roll of duct tape up your nose while taking your driver's test. Now is not a good time to photocopy your butt and staple it to your boss's face. Oh no! Eat a bucket of tuna flavored pudding and wash it down with a gallon of strawberry quick.
Virgo!
All Virgos are extremely friendly and intelligent, except for you. Expect a big surprise today when you wind up with your head impaled upon a stick. That's your horoscope for today. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's your horoscope for today. Or at the very least a bit unlikely that the relative disposition of the planets and the stars could have a special deep significance or meaning that exclusively applies to only you. But let me give you my assurance that these forecasts and predictions are all based on solid scientific documented evidence. But you would have to be some kind of moron not to realize that every single one of them is absolutely true. Where was I? A big promotion is just around the corner for someone much more talented than you. Laughter is the very best medicine. Remember that when your appendix bursts next week. Get ready for an unexpected trip when you fall screaming from an open window. Work a little bit harder on improving your low self-esteem, you stupid freak. All your friends are laughing behind your back.
Children.
Take down all those naked pictures of Ernest Borg that you got hanging in your den.
Capricorn.
The stars say that you're an exciting and wonderful person, but you know they're lying. If I were you, I'd lock my doors and windows and never, 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 never leave.
We'll be right back.
number I wrote the other day while out duck hunting with a judge.
Quack.
Fuck you very much, the FCC. Fuck you very much for fining me. $5,000 a fuck, so I'm really out of luck. That's more than Heidi Fleiss was charging me. So fuck you very much, the FCC, for proving that free speech just isn't free. Clear Channel's a dear channel, so Howard Stern must go. Attorney General Ashcroft doesn't like strong words, and so he's charging twice as much as all the drugs for Rush Limbaugh. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, dear Mr. Bush, for heroically sitting on your tush. For Halliburton, Enron, all the companies who fail, let's send them a clear signal and stick Martha straight in jail. She's an uppity rich bitch, and at least she isn't male. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you, dickhead Mr. Cheney too. Fuck you and fuck everything you do. Your pacemaker must be a fake, you haven't got a heart. As far as I'm concerned, you're just a pasty-faced old fart. And as for Condoleezza, she's an intellectual tart. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, the EPA, for giving all Alaska's oil away. It really is a bummer when I can't fill my Hummer. The ozone's a no-go zone now that Arnold's here to say
the nuclear winter games are going to take place in L.A.
So fuck you all so very much. So what, the planet fails? Let's save the great white males. And fuck you all so very much.
Darkened skies, stealing kisses in the shadows, away from prying eyes, hiding out from those we know, secrets whispered, voices low, pulses racing, hearts aflame, a love that dare not speak its name, but we just can't let people see that you're not hot enough for me. Don't tell our families or our friends. Say one word and this thing ends. It's true, 'cause I'm prettier than you. I'll take you on a special date. Enjoy your company. Someone we know happens by, just hide behind that tree. To a late night picture show, a planetarium we'll go. A midnight picnic in the park, anywhere that's really dark. Well, we just can't let people see that you're not hot enough for me. But I'll enjoy right or wrong, till someone better comes along, my boo, someone prettier than me. I wish I were a shallow man, I wish that I cared not. I wish I weren't so superficial, I wish you were more hot. I should not be ashamed, you see. I love your personality. What we have is good and true, for you got me and lucky you. Oh, we just can't let people see that you're not hot enough for me. So close your along. At least I wrote you a love song. It too is prettier than you.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec?
Yeah, sure, come on in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you... Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll probably, I don't know, let me lie down for a bit. But I'm sure it'll go away.
But the flames are getting bigger. Shouldn't I... Your hair, there's so much fire.
No, I'll be fine. What can I help you with? Oh, dear. Well, at least we know the sprinkler system works.
You wouldn't ignore this. So why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Brian turned to glance at the pilot, who suddenly had both hands on his stomach and was grimacing in pain.
I don't know, kid.
The pilot's words were a hiss, barely audible.
Bad aches here. Bad aches.
He stopped as a fresh spasm of pain hit him. The pilot was having a heart attack. Brian saw the pilot slam into the seat one more time. One more awful time he slammed back into the seat, and his right leg jerked, pulling the plane to the side. Brian was sitting in a bush plane roaring 7,000 feet above the northern wilderness with a pilot who had suffered a massive heart attack and who was either dead or in something close to a coma. He was alone. In the roaring plane, he was alone. The plane, committed now to crashing, fell like a stone, and Brian eased back and braced himself for the crash. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Hatchet by Gary Paulson. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
You're insane.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. Phil is here.
Co-hosting. Asian as well.
Yeah. It's not a big deal.
I'm just, I'm proud.
Well, you wouldn't have to tell them you're Asian. I mean, they can't tell. You don't sound Asian.
Oh, it's very right.
Is that, you know.
Oh,
very cool. You're very funny, man.
Very funny.
Very funny. So, let's, you know, I played a... Well, you were gone, taking care of personal business.
Restroom.
Played a very funny celebrity call with Chris Croker about Britney Spears. Remember when he was on YouTube screaming about, just leave her alone. So that was pretty funny. We got to give you your choice once again. You lucked out. You picked a good one last time. We can give you... Arnold Schwarzenegger in Chinatown.
Arnold in China?
Or Sylvester Stallone and Something to Do with Flowers.
Again, I am Asian, so I'm going to have to go with Chinatown.
All right, this is Arnold.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello?
How are you?
Hi.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately. Who are you?
Hello?
Who are you?
And who are you?
Detective John Kimball.
Who are you looking for?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
What company are you from?
I'm a police officer.
You're a police officer?
Correct.
From where?
Miami.
Well, this is Vancouver.
Stop it! You know you're lying. Get your mother, please.
This is the retail store. There's nobody here that has a mother here.
You know you're lying.
Hello?
Give me your address, please.
Why would I give you my address here?
Are you going to help me now or not?
Why would I need to help you right now? If you keep on calling one more time, I'm gonna phone police and report this to them, okay?
I'm a police officer.
Phone me, okay?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
This is a retail outlet, and don't phone me again. If you do, I will call the authorities, and I will have them track this call where it's coming from, okay? Thank you.
I'm a cop, you idiot. Fuck you.
Hello, Vancouver Police.
Deputy Martin from Sheriff's Department.
Pardon?
This is the Sheriff's Office. Deputy Martin from the Sheriff's Department.
Which Sheriff's Department are you from?
I'm Deputy Martin from the Sheriff's Department. Are you calling here?
Nobody's calling in for anything. You guys are calling me.
You know you're lying.
Which department are you from?
Did you expect me to believe you?
Do you expect me to believe you?
Yeah.
Which department are you from?
Miami.
Miami where?
What's the matter?
Go ahead. I'll keep talking. Who is this?
Well, no, no, what are you guys calling about?
Who is this?
No, no, I'm asking you. You're the one that's making the phone call right now, so I'm asking the questions, not you. Who are you, and where are you from, and where are you looking for?
Detective John Kimball. Sarah Connor.
Right?
I'm a friend of Sarah Connor. I was told that she's here. Where is she?
Are you going to help me out? Don't be here by that name, okay? This
negative.
Is a retail outlet. We're in Vancouver, B.C. This has nothing to do with Miami.
Negative. Fuck you.
Oh, we're going to phone the police here in Vancouver then.
Negative.
Bye.
So there he strikes again. I think Arnold's one of my favorites. So I'm gonna do one more.
Arnold.
And he calls a collection agency.
Hi, my name is. May I have your account number, please?
Hi. How are you?
Okay.
He's always so nice.
What's going on?
So, yes, thank you for calling. My name's. May I have your account number, please?
Where is this? Who
Excuse
are you?
Me?
Who are you?
You call. You just called.
Yeah. What do you want from me?
You made this phone call?
Yeah.
So how may I help you?
What do you want from me?
You called me, sir.
Yes.
Okay, how may I help you?
What do you want? Are you going to help me now or not?
Sir, I'm asking, what is your account number? Why are you calling?
So shut up!
Do you have an account with us?
Yes.
Okay, can I have your account number, please?
No.
Okay, so how may I help you? What do you want? Where are you calling, sir?
What do you want from me?
You made this phone call. You
What's
called
the matter?
Me, sir.
What's the matter?
Whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise.
I don't understand. Why are you calling?
What the hell did you do?
Sir.
You're a damaged goods lady. What do you need us for?
What? Okay, why don't I get you to a manager since you're having a problem with communication? One moment.
Fuck you.
Yes, hi, my name is someone of the supervisors here. How can I help you?
Who is it this time?
What do you mean, who is it this time? You called us, sir.
What do you want from me?
I don't want anything from you, sir. You called us.
Yes.
How can I help you?
Fuck you, asshole.
Hello?
Yes. California, you are mine now. You belong to me. Just do what I tell you.
All right. Well, this is, sir.
Are you going to help me now or not?
You have an account number?
Yes.
I'll be happy to help you. What is your account number?
I want to know what's going on, and I want to know right now.
Okay.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine! Hasta la vista, baby.
Thank you for calling. This call will be monitored or recorded for quality and compliance purposes. Could I have your 16-digit card number?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Can I have your 16-digit card number, please?
How are you?
He's always so nice.
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
What's going on?
Could you help me with your 16-digit card number?
What do you want from me?
You have a card?
Yes.
Give
what do you want?
16-digit card number.
What's the matter? Who are you?
My name is...
Yeah.
Right now, you are calling...
Yes. Are you going to help me now or not?
To help you, I would need a 16-digit card number. Can you
no,
give me
not
that
true.
First?
That's Chill
not,
out.
That's
Dick
not
Wad.
True.
Hello?
Chill out, Dick
Yes.
Wad.
Could you help me with your first and last name?
Douglas Quaid.
The last four digits, I mean, the 16-digit card number?
Now listen to me very carefully. Sue me, dickhead.
In that case, if you're not providing me any kind of information, I would have to terminate this call.
Are you out of your mind? Stop it!
Do you have a 16-digit card number?
Yes. Where is this?
Give me that card number.
No. What the fuck did I do wrong?
I'm sorry.
What's your real name?
My name is...
Outrageous. First... I would like to just get to know you. I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Sorry?
And I want to have them answered immediately.
Could you speak up to the point?
Nice night for a walk.
I'm sorry, I think I'll have to terminate this call because we
not
speak
to the
point.
This man is totally insane.
Let's get back to the business.
Yes!
If you want me to assist you, give me a 16-digit card number.
Don't be ridiculous.
That
what do you want?
You do have a nice day ahead. Thank you.
Fuck you. Bye-bye. Fuck you, asshole. You psychopathic bitch.
Do it now.
Why don't they just hang up?
They like it.
Just hang up. They tell you. If you're not going to give me the numbers, I'm going to hang up. Hang up! Like, every time. I'm gonna do the last Arnold one. This is fantastic.
Hello?
Good morning. How are you?
I think you got the wrong number.
And you expect me to believe you? I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately.
Who is it?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
John?
Yeah.
I'm
a police officer.
Number,
no. Negative.
I think you do.
No. Hey, I'm a police officer.
Police officer?
Yeah.
What's this regards for?
I would like to talk to you about Thomas Aquinas.
I don't know what the hell that is.
If you expect me to believe you, you know you're lying.
Dude, you don't even sound like a police officer.
Why not?
Because the way you're talking, you don't sound like no damn police officer to me.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
Do you want me to get real cops on you? Because I will.
If you expect me to believe you...
You want to.
Yeah.
You better tell me who your real damn name is, or I'm going to really get cops on you, and they're going to be looking for you.
John Kimble.
That's not your real name. I never heard of a last name named Kimble.
How are you?
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude. Dude.
Hello?
How are you?
Dude. What do you want?
I would like to talk to you about Thomas Aquinas.
Thomas Aquinas?
Yeah.
What
I'm
is that?
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Dude.
I want to have them answered immediately.
Dude,
what do you want?
What
are we
going to
do? What are we going to do?
What are the damn questions?
Are you going to help me now or not?
What?
You want names and addresses?
Of what?
Thomas Aquinas.
Mom, who in the hell is this guy?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
It's John Kimble.
Yeah.
Handing the phone out.
Who
I'm
is
done.
This?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
What is this regarding?
Thomas Aquinas.
I
Who
have
are
no
you?
Idea what you are talking about.
Why not?
Why
and
not?
And this is no time to be calling people about anything.
Why not?
You quit calling here, or we're going to have something done about this. Now,
come on.
Quit calling.
Don't bullshit me. I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have
about
them answered
what?
Immediately. Thomas
no.
Aquinas. What's the matter?
Quit calling here.
What do you mean, we?
I said quit calling here.
Just doing my job.
What job is that? Harassing
yeah, I'm
people
a police
at
officer.
This time?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
What?
Yeah, I'm a police officer.
You ain't no damn police officer.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
You better quit calling here, or I swear to freaking God, I'm going to get a damn police officer. Hang on a second, Ma. No.
Do you expect me to believe you?
Yeah, you expect to believe me.
Really inconsiderate.
Goddamn straight you do.
You used to be somebody I could trust.
Who? No, it ain't Melissa.
I'm Detective John Kimble.
No, it ain't John Kimble. You better quit calling over here. Hopefully you get a damn district 6 police officer sent to your house.
Why not?
Call here one more fucking time, I dare you.
This man is totally insane.
Try calling here one more goddamn time.
This must be what they mean by poetic justice.
Dude,
you
understand what the hell I'm saying?
How are you?
How are you? Shut the hell up and don't call here.
Why not?
Oh, I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. Those are
Arnold.
The best. Those are the best. Well, as you know, when we were playing Flip Cup, we were dressed up like zombies. But this is an interesting news story about a zombie crash that took place
yes.
in Portland, Oregon, my friends. Time for the news. A car full of people dressed as zombies crashed on Interstate 84 near downtown Portland, causing initial confusion by people who witnessed the crash. Portland police said the car was swerving in the eastbound lanes of the freeway just east of the Lloyd District when it rolled over and crashed onto its top. Emergency crew took five victims from the crash to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Police said that in their investigation, they learned that people inside the car were dressed as zombies and they were headed to a party at the time of the crash. People think it's weird that I dress up like a zombie to go play Flip Cup, but I haven't been in a car that crashed. We thought it'd be funny if we were driving over there and we got stopped by a cop for like speeding or something. And he's like, you know, Chris is covered in blood and his face is all bludgeoned and I got this huge bite in my face. The cop would be like, did you know you're speeding? Yeah, we just get the shit beat out of us. We're taking off. Yeah.
Sorry, we're dead, officer.
What? I don't understand what you're saying. Sergeant Greg Stewart said police who witnessed the crash initially thought the victims' injuries were more serious because of the zombie costumes. We're glad that everyone is alive despite being undead, Sergeant Stewart said, referring to the costumes. While everyone in the car was taken to the hospital, Stewart says crews are investigating the possibility that more people were in the car at the time of the crash but fled the scene on foot. I can just see
zombies in a car accident.
The crash held the traffic in eastbound lanes for about an hour, reducing travel to just one lane. All eastbound lanes were opened about 11 p.m. Yeah, you gotta love those zombies. That's some good stuff. Let's see. Here's an interesting story. Speaking of police sergeants and John Kimball.
Get down.
Sergeant meant no offense by his pierced penis party trick.
Ooh.
Say that real fast.
Pierced penis party trick.
I said fat.
I'm sorry.
Try it fast.
Pierced penis party trick.
He referred to it as his party trick, exposing his genital piercing. Or opening a beer bottle with a bottle opener attached to it. Right?
Wow.
Officer Sergeant Andrew Lawrence is certain no one was offended when he performed the trick to a small group of fellow officers and their wives at a Christmas party at Tommy's Chinese restaurant in Yamba. Why are we doing this story now? If it took place in friggin' Christmas. One woman, he told the Industrial Relations Commission yesterday, he asked to see the piercing after he talked about it. One man, however, took offense. His ultimate boss, Police Commissioner Andrew Scaponi, who wants Mr. Lawrence gone from the force, says he has lost confidence in him. He argued that the office was made worse by the fact that Mr. Lawrence was one of the most senior officers at the party. The sergeant, who now works part-time in a bottle shop, had been involved in a similar incident in a hotel in Waning, west of New York, more than 3 years earlier and had received counseling because of it. Since the latest incident, he had received counseling and modified his alcohol intake, said the court. But it didn't make that much sense. So apparently he opened a beer bottle with a piercing on his genitalia.
Penis.
Yeah. You have one of the little door knockers.
That's interesting.
Would you ever do that?
Open the bottle with my penis?
No, would you ever pierce the tip?
No.
I've heard it doesn't hurt.
Would it be heavy? Would it make it bigger?
Would it make it bigger? No, I don't think it's going to change the size of it.
Well, then there's no need for me to do this.
It might enhance pleasure for her or him.
What are you saying?
I don't know. I don't know how you swing. Anyway, so I don't think I would ever.
I do know we're in our boxers together right now.
But there's space between us.
Not that much space.
There's plenty of space.
Here, let me see your hand.
Yeah, if you get up, there's not space. Here's an interesting story. She's a lovely lady. She's being charged with setting her boyfriend on fire.
Ouch.
A West Side woman has been charged with attempted murder, accused of pouring gasoline on her boyfriend and setting him on fire during an argument. Sherrianne Hardison, 42, is scheduled to appear in court. Police officer John Marabelli said she was arrested shortly after the incident on July 2nd. Hardison's boyfriend was critically injured and suffered burns for over much of his body. In addition to the attempted murder charge, she was charged with aggravated arson, battery, and aggravated domestic battery, all felonies in her case. So she just, yeah, got bored. I'm going to light my boyfriend on fire.
They're back together now?
Yeah. Yeah, they rekindled the old flame. Gainesville, Florida. A man went to the police after getting robbed by a woman he intended to pay for sex, but refused when she flashed a smile full of bad teeth. The man told investigators he and a 25-year-old woman were negotiating a price until he noticed her dental problem. He told police that after he resisted, she snatched a checkbook containing $78 from his shirt pocket and fled. The man told authorities the woman did not realize that he had tucked a wad of cash into her bra and that she got scared and ran away. The woman was arrested on robbery charges. Gainesville police said it was unlikely the man would face misdemeanor charges for solicitation because he was the victim of a felony. But he should get in trouble because he was soliciting sex.
Sex.
Sex. Naughty. You a big Star Wars fan?
No, but Rabbi, I believe is.
I don't think Rabbi is.
No?
No. But we'll wait.
Interesting.
This story out of Boulder, Colorado. A woman is convicted of taping her boyfriend's dog to her refrigerator, has been sentenced to 30 days in jail and 3 years on probation. A judge handed down the sentence to 21-year-old Abby Toll. Toll was convicted of felony animal cruelty on April 13th. She could have faced up to 18 months in prison. Prosecutors say she used hair ties and tape to bind the two-year-old dog's snout and legs before taping him upside down to the refrigerator. Police say told them she was getting back at her boyfriend, Brian Beck, for paying more attention to the dog than her. Beck pleaded guilty to misdemeanor attempted animal cruelty and was given a one-year deferred sentence. Another family has adopted the dog.
Wow. What did that have to do with Star Wars?
No, I said I'll get to that because I thought you were a huge Star Wars fan. But you're not.
I was anticipating. I experienced Star Wars. I grew up with it. I don't dress up though.
Right. I'm not saying like you're diehard. I'm like that diehard either. But I mean, I like the movies.
Yes.
So you might know that Darth Vader, it was, you know, the voice, you know, wasn't the same as the actor.
Oh.
Like it was different.
So there was someone hiding beneath the mask?
Right.
In front of them?
A lot of people know that. I mean, that's the guy. That's actually him. His name is David Prowse. And apparently, he's got some issues with Lucasfilms, and that is the fact that he claims he has not been paid for his role as Darth Vader in Return of the Jedi.
Did he just realize this?
Well, he's been fighting it.
Oh.
George Lucas's response, apparently, is that Return of the Jedi has yet to make a profit. And that's why he hasn't been paid. This is David Prowse, the actor who famously played Darth Vader, not the voice, in the original Star Wars trilogy, has just posted on his site that he has been banned from the big Lucasfilm Star Wars celebration in Orlando. Basically, it's because he's making a stink that he hasn't been paid. He's 76 years old. He has massive arthritis problems. He has had hip and knee replacement surgery and can't move one of his arms. His main source of income is that he has one of the actors in the most successful movie franchises in history. Emperor Lucas said the guy... I like how they call him Emperor Lucas. Send the guy a couple of checks or at least... let him do some photo ops. And the story continues because he apparently can't even do autographs. Like, he's been banned. Like, as you know, when Lucas went in and redid Star Wars, and so the end now of Return of the Jedi, they don't show him as Darth Vader. They show the new Darth Vader.
Yes, yes.
They don't have the original guy in there now, so... maybe that has a lot to do with it, but anyways, as David Prowse is quoted as saying, I get these occasional letters from Lucasfilm saying that we regret to inform you that as Return of the Jedi has never gone into profit, we've got nothing to send you. Now, Here we're talking about one of the biggest releases of all time, said Prowse. I don't want to look like I'm bitching about it, he said. But on the other hand, if there is a pot of gold somewhere that I ought to be having a share of it, I would like to see it. Of course, Return of the Jedi has grossed over $572 million worldwide, which includes an estimated $88 million when the film was re-released in 1997. So how is it possible that the film is yet to make a profit? Prowse really can't be serious, can he? So.
Or he can.
They're not paying him. Now now he's banned. He can't even go to these things and...
No photo ops for
the... No photo ops and anything like that. So, yeah, they're not happy with him. 26 years after the release of the film, the accountants at Lucasfilms are going to charge $86,000 to the cost of Return of the Jedi. I am not joking. This is what they do. If George Lucas utters the word Star Wars and he's spending money, they're putting it on the red line of one of those films. So, I don't know. I feel kind of bad for the guy. He's 76 years old. Well, just give him a check.
One check.
Just one. Just give him what he's worth. I don't know. I just think that's pretty bad. Let me do one more here. Let's just randomly pick this one and see what it is. This looks like it's going to be a pretty good story. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am Crazy Jay. My co-host is Phil.
Hello.
Sounds funny to just say Phil.
You don't like that?
Yeah, you got to come up with something. I don't know.
Fellatio Phil.
Fellatio Phil. Speaking of boxers.
Yes.
And we're in our boxers.
We are.
A resident was arrested and released in his boxers. A Springfield man, not Homer Simpson, says he was says he was embarrassed and angry when Greene County jailers released him to the streets wearing only a pair of plaid underwear boxers, not briefs. I would rather want boxers and not briefs. Briefs
yes.
are too... They show way too much. they had no right to put me out on Boonville in my underwear. Boonville. Where's that?
Apparently next to Springfield.
Yeah, they had no right to put me on Boonville in my underwear, said Jerry Robertson, who's 64. I feel like a fucking fool. What would you feel like if they put you out naked like that? Well, you're not naked. You got boxers on. Robertson was arrested early morning on suspicion of domestic assault following an incident with a woman. They come and got me out of my bed. All I had on was my underwear. He was released from jail around 10 a.m., barefoot, shirtless, and angry. He called someone to pick him up, but says he was visible to the public for about 30 minutes. Sheriff Jim Arnett confirmed Robertson did leave in a pair of shorts and was not wearing a shirt. However, he said jailers offered Robertson some standard-issue paper clothing given to people when their clothes have been taken as evidence. According to Arnett, Robertson declined the paper attire. So there you go. He shouldn't have done that.
He should have taken the paper.
However, Robertson denied that anyone offered him paper clothing before he was released wearing the same blue plaid boxers he came in with. They, jail staff, he said, was in his shorts and they didn't feel it was inappropriate. The sheriff said he might review Robertson's concerns, although he had not received a complaint from him yet. I really don't think we'd have anyone leave in their underwear. Interesting point, because if you were walking down the street in just your underwear,
you'd
get picked up. So it's interesting that has occurred. Anyway, it's the Rotten Comedy Show, and I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we will have the Crazy Eight. Top 8 songs, but Phil's gonna bail out of here. He's got to bounce. He's got toilets to scrub, things to do,
dishes to do.
Yeah, 43 other floors to take care of.
It's gonna be a long night.
It's gonna be a long night. And we're gonna do the Crazy Account. But I want to thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
It was fun.
We
gotta get a picture
fun.
Of you in your boxers before you take off.
Yes, we will take the picture for the the audience
for Tim and Karen.
Tim, or
in
for
our,
you.
We're in our box. I mean, yeah, Tim, I don't know why you want to see that. Tim.
Timmy.
What's wrong with you, Tim?
Timmy.
But because we are for the people, we will give you a picture of us in
we
our
like
boxers.
To serve.
We'll give you a picture in our boxers, because that's how we roll. And we can take a break, and we'll be back after this.
Good night.
Larry J. Jones, Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressionist. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
Larry G. Jones can be seen at the Harmon Theater over at Planet Hollywood.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Tonight. Hello, this is Rod Stewart for RAD. Your lifestyle is your business, but when you drive drunk, you become everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be smart, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
He's not the average common two, he's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son, he's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay, he's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy Eight. Crazy Eight.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's Crazy Eight time. Feeling a little better up here. They finally got the air on up here on the 44th floor. Oh, my God. It feels so much better. We are going to count down the top eight songs. I love this part of the show because I get to go in the archives and pick my favorite songs for the most part and count them down. Some of the songs this week have been on the countdown in the past. Some have never been on the countdown. This first song, song number eight, is from a comedy group called Williams and Ree, and I was introduced to them years ago by my grandparents, and they have a lot of great songs. I think last week we played a song called The Ding Dong Song. That was also Williams and Ree. This particular song is a very funny song. It's a song that takes place at maybe a state fair, county fair, and it sings of heartbreak and tragedy. It's a song about lost love and a bungee swing.
I'll never bungee jump with her again. Yes, I feel like I've lost my best friend. My baby jumped with me. Now one of us is history. Oh, I'll never bungee jump with her again.
Well, it seemed like such a good idea at the time. My baby and I went to the state fair. And she said, look, a bungee jumping exhibit. Let's go up on that. Seemed like such a good idea at the time. And I had $79 in my pocket. But it turned out for that $79 that only one of us could go. And then she came up with a bright idea. Well, why don't you strap yourself in and then just hold on to me? Seemed like such a good idea at the time. But I had just eaten at Taco Bell, and I still had some of the bean juice and lard on my elbows and wrists. And when we stepped out on the platform, she slipped through my arms like a greased jackalope. And when she hit that airbag, well, they found part of her in Memphis, and her lips in Gatlinburg. I'll always remember her face looking up at me, and this is the weird part. She said,
"We want you to drive us to the sales meeting."
So, what I'm here to tell you is, although something may seem like a good idea at the time, it can change.
Oh, I'll never bungee jump with her again. Yes, I feel that I'm at my wit's end. My baby jumped with me. She put the cheese back in bungee. Oh, I'll never bungee jump with her again.
Yeah, next time I'm gonna use the safety belt and I'm gonna put it around her.
Anyway, that's number 8 on the Crazy 8 Countdown. Williams and Ree with their song called Bungee. You've seen those swings. There's a very funny YouTube video of a obese kid sliding out of it, and he's scared out of his mind. Anyway, you are listening to the Crazy 8 Countdown. I am your host, Crazy J. Let's count them down.
Come on, Crazy J, this ain't Sonic Heaven. It's just insanity. Let's go with number 7, number 7. Number 7.
What could number 7 be? Well, I can tell you, it's a song that's not been on the countdown for years and years and years. But it's definitely a song, if you've never heard it and it's the first time you're hearing it, you will laugh. You will go, this is the most ridiculous song I've ever heard in my entire life. But stumbling through the archives, I found it and said, hey, why not? Let's make this song number 7. The artist, his name is Purvis Pickett. He's singing a song about a very special lady. Her name is Bodine Brown.
Well now, Bodine Brown, she is a friend of mine. But she's about as feminine as Frankenstein. She's just a little bit funky and she's put on a few pounds. But she's fun to be around. Well now, when we go out a-juking, everybody always gives her a hand. Cause she can play her arm fit to the rhythm of the band. Ain't too much I don't expect from good old Bodine Brown. Cause she's fun to be around. Take it! Yeah! Take it, folks! Look at that, she's got a boat going in every hole. Well now, she's got a glass eye and everybody always flips. Cause she sticks it in her mouth and she winks at you with her lips. Once she gets all wound up, it's hard to slow her down. Cause she's fun to be around. Well, she wears old worn out flip-flops, but she never keeps them on. A funky old dress with cut-out sleeves so she can get the best tone.
Now she can get a party started just whenever she takes a notion. Sticking her hands underneath her arms and setting it all in motion. She goes. Everybody join in now. Yes. Group therapy. Make it hurt. Well, there ain't too much I don't expect from good old Bodine Brown. Cause she's fun
to be a
round.
You gotta love a girl like that. You gotta take a girl like that to a party. You wanna take her eye out, put it in her mouth, wink at you, and make the little noises with her armpits? That's a party right there, people. Yeah, I'm feeling better. It's so much cooler in the studio now. Anyway, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We're doing the Crazy Egg Countdown and song number six. Song number six is now up. It's time. It's time for it.
Crazy Jenny gets the sonic kicks. Here we go now to number six. Here we go, let's go. Give him number six.
That's right. That's right. What are you going to do? It's song number six. It's going to take me a little minute here to cue up this song. This song has the meaning of this song has definitely changed for me than when I heard it for the very first time. When I heard this song for the very first time, it was because my mom told me when she was a kid, she heard this song and it just made her laugh. So in the times that I just started listening to the Dr. Demento show, I asked the good doctor if he knew of such a song, and he did. And he gave me a copy of it, and I took it home, and I played it for my mom, and I said, Mom, is this the song you're talking about? And I could see when she was listening to this song for the first time, you get that look, that moment of, like, she was remembering a time in her inner childhood. And coming up on August 7th will be the 2-year anniversary of my mom's passing, and I still miss her very much, and I think about her all the time. But it's songs like this, when I hear these songs, that I remember the times my mom would just laugh hysterically. The song I am talking about is a great... I think I've got it queued up wrong. I don't know what's going on. No, it looks like I got it. I hope I don't mess it up, but this one's for my mom, because it used to make her laugh so much. Number six on our countdown, Susan Christie, I Love Onions.
Thank you. Graciosa. It was highly prized by the ancient Egyptian pharaohs and their friends in Carbenta. It causes worry of the eyes and rubefaction of the skin, but it is very, very tasty.
Yeah, there it is. That's a good song. I love onions. I didn't laugh nearly as hard at that song as my mom did. She used to think that was one of the funniest songs. Anyway, Susan Christie coming in at number 6 on our countdown with I Love Onions. Number 7 on our countdown was Bodine Brown by Purvis Pickett. And number 8 was The Bungee Song by Williams and Reed. But we move on down the countdown to song what? What? What is it? What is it? It's number 5. Here's The Fools.
My house burned down in a flash of thunder. My wife ran off with a one-legged plumber. The crops fell dead when the river bed went dry. My son ran away and got hooked on drugs. My daughter knocked up by the class of 85. People say that life is good. It don't seem good to me. I'm lost without a paddle, and I'm headed up shit free. People say that life is fun, but I the government dumps its toxic waste right on top of my mother's grave. A team of experts say it won't do her no harm, but my sheep went crazy and killed my mule. I cut off my dick with a power tool. Fixing the hole where a meteor hit the barn. People say that life is good, but I just sit and moan. I got one foot on a banana peel, the other in the twilight zone. People say that life is fun, but I don't know why.
Before something really goes wrong. Yeah.
Sliding around all over the place. We're gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number four. Come on, Jay, don't snore. Number four.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. It's the Crazy Egg Countdown. And according to that little intro, it's time for number four. Here's the Frantics.
Is this seat taken?
No. Here, I'll move my briefcase.
Thanks. I'm going downtown to Kmart.
Oh.
They're changing the mannequins today.
Oh.
Oh, you're reading the paper.
Yes.
I guess you're enjoying all the dirty words in there.
There are no dirty words in the Times.
Sure. Look at that headline.
Rain predicted for some areas.
Areas? That's a dirty word.
No, it's not.
It is if you say it right. Areas. Areas. I touched my areas. It rained and now I have soggy areas.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, all for a quarter. Ooh, look, there's another one.
Raise pensions, federal group urges. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Group urges? Oh, boy. Talk about governing bodies. Urges. Group urges. I have urges in my areas.
Urge isn't being used that way.
Mine is. Ooh, look, there's one. Look at that. A beauty.
Mayor to attend local function.
Function. I can function her areas. It gives me urges.
All right, here. Take the sports section and leave me alone.
Oh. Oh. Like,
what is it?
Redskins squeeze out Browns?
Sliding around all over the place. We're gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number four. Come on, Jay. Don't snore. Number four.
Yeah, it's not number four, though. Why do I do that every week? I just keep messing it up. It's number three. It's number three, people. So sorry.
Every night and day, I search the radio.
All I can get is the Crazy J Show.
There's nothing else out on the airwaves. Crazy J, give us all of our rage. Number three.
Oh, I say we gotta go.
Yeah. I said it's number three.
There it is. I am working on new intros and all that. All coming out in August. All the big changes. The new co-host. It's gonna be it's going to be hard. It's going to be different, you know. Mad Mike's still a good friend of mine, and I really hope he can get everything fixed that he needs to fix and get on with his life and be happy. That's all you can hope for with your friends is that they have a happy life. But there's big changes coming up. We've got all kinds of stuff. Like I said, we've got Rachel Palmer coming in to do the news, and we've got a new co-host, and there's going to be a lot of different things happening with the show, and hopefully we can launch it next show as we hit the first week of August. But give yourself a round of applause, people, because the downloads have been staying the same. They are spectacular, and we are just getting closer and closer to our serious goal. So thank you. Thank you guys so much. But right now on our countdown, the song I have not heard in a very, very long time. Here's Joe Keefe.
Where can I buy a backwards hat? A baseball cap with a bill in the back. Racy Rappos have them. Cool Scubos have them. I want to look cool too, so where can I buy a backwards hat? I'd love to own a backwards hat. All I can find are the regular kind, with the bill in the front and the snap behind. And when I ask a salesman, he smirks that we don't sell them. You're nuts to think there's a backwards hat. You're an idiot, there's no backwards hat. Well, pardon me for being a fool, but does he have to be so rude? Please tell me where they've got them. I know others have bought them. I see them every week on skateboard bows in the streets, on guys coming from the gym, on girls going for a swim, on boys in the arcade fun, on guys in gangs with guns. They should be for everyone. So where can I buy a backwards hat? I'd love to own a backwards hat. I've got to have a backwards hat. Where can I buy a backwards hat?
I would love to buy a backwards hat. And then you can look cool like the cool kids, or maybe one of them sideways hats with the bill on the side. You are listening to the Crazy 8 Countdown. I am your host, Crazy J. I was going to say 8. Backwards Hat by Joe Keefe, number 3. Number 4 was Making Up Dirty Words by The Frantics. Number 5 was Life Sucks, Then You Die by The Fools. Number 6 was I Love Onions by Susan Christie. Number 7 was Bodine Brown by Purvis Pickett. And number 8 was Bungie by Williams and Ree. Takes us down to number 2. I am not going to do an intro because they're all messed up. But number 2 on our countdown, it's Barnes and Barnes. Here they are.
I'll be bad. All right. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. Go from my personal point of view. Get to know the girl to marry you. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. Go from my personal point of view. Get to know the girl to marry you. A pretty woman makes her husband look small and very.
Make a pretty woman your wife. Come from my personal point of view. Get
sounds like fine advice to me. Coming in at number two on our countdown, Barnes & Barnes. With if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, then make an ugly woman your wife. And then be mocked and ridiculed by everyone you know. Anyway, you are listening to the Crazy J Show up here on the 44th floor. We're getting ready to wrap up today's show with song number one. And I was, you know, in the car the other day with my friend Krista, and I was talking about the countdown and what songs I should use. And this song came up because it used to annoy a lot of people when I played it. It used to annoy my mom, anybody that, well, pretty much anybody that's ever heard this song. It annoys them. So why not make it the number one song of the week? Ladies and gentlemen, Wild Man Fisher and Merry
Go. Come on, let Merry Go.
Merry Go, Merry Go Round. Boop, boop, boop.
Merry Go, Merry Go.
Merry Go Round. Boop, boop, boop.
Merry Go, Merry Go. Merry Go Round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Me and you, we can go Merry Go Round. It's very easy, just go up and down. Come on, let's merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Everybody's going merry go round. Let us go, oh, oh. Up and down, come on, let's merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry go, me to go, merry go round. Now I'm going a merry-go-round. Come on, let's
merry-go, merry-go, merry-go-round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry-go, merry-go, merry-go-round.
Boop, boop, boop.
Merry-go, merry-go, merry-go-round.
I would say that's merry-go, merry-go, merry-go-round.
There it is. Your number one song of the week, baby. The Merry-Go-Round song by Wild Man Fisher. You like dancing? I do.
It's the funk show, brother.
Check it out now. It's the funk show, brother.
Right about now.
It's the funk show, brother.
Check it out now.
It's the funk show, brother.
Right about now.
It's the funk show, brother.
Check it out now.
It's the funk show, brother.
Right about now.
Show, brother.
I do want to thank Phil for coming in and stepping in as co-host today. He did a good job. He was nervous. Never done anything like that before. So I do want to give him major props for coming in and helping out the show. It's been fun. A short show today, but a good show, a fun show. Got in some good celebrity calls, some requests, and coming up on the next show, some changes. We will introduce to you your new co-host of the Rockin' Comedy Show. We'll have our news girl in place. Rachel Palmer will be here. And a lot of things. You're going to notice some stuff coming up in the next couple of days. If you're on Facebook, look for us there. That's going to be the best place to know when the changes have occurred. Or just visit RockingComedyShow.com and check out the changes there. You'll see the new segment in there, the new page, Rockin' Videos. If you go in there, we got some archive stuff of ours, plus the brand new music video from Dino Mike, which is fantastic, so check it out. Plus our contact page, all of our contact information is in there, phone numbers, email addresses, and all kinds of stuff. Hit it up, use it 24/7. Check out some old shows. Get ready for the launch of Rockin' Comedy Show 2.0, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out.